USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An investigation's begun in New York City after three suspicious devices were found inside a Manhattan subway station and a street corner nearby during the height of the morning rush hour. Police say what appeared to be rice cookers were placed by garbage cans in the Fulton Street subway station by a man police now want to talk to. They say the suspicion is they were purposely placed to look like possible bombs. Israeli officials have reversed course and now say they would allow Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of Michigan to enter Israel as she had wanted to on Sunday. The Democrat had wanted to visit with her grandmother and other residents of the West Bank. However, Tlaib is now said to be canceling her trip, even if Israeli officials were willing to let her visit. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.